You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That was Half Hexagon with their track The Method. Before that, we had some Vera Ellen off her new EP. That was Part X. Such a beautiful EP. It's really mellow, but it's so beautiful. It's such a good listen. And we're actually going to play my interview with April, one of the organisers and founders of a new queer collective called Sapphic Sounds. They've been doing some really cool mahi. They've been hosting cocktails and speed dating nights and just really bringing something new to the queer nightclub scene. They're a collective of DJs, which is real neat. It was so good to have a chat with her. Here's their interview. So firstly, I just want to say I'm loving the mahi you guys are doing, and you've had a lot of success so far. Lots of people are attending your events and you're gaining lots of traction, which is so cool. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been really exciting.
Yeah. And so Sapphic Sounds is still a relatively new collective. Could you tell us a little bit about who's behind the collective, the Kaupapa, and why it started?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess it's a bit of a story of how it started. Myself and a few other people had done a DJ competition last year, which was for people who had never DJed before. And out of that, we all started attending different open decks and different events. And at one such event, a few of us found each other and had a chat and really decided that we didn't feel like there were enough spaces for women or women-identifying people or queer people. And we thought, okay, well, how about we organise a night for us, a night for queer women / non-binary people. We don't know who's going to show up, but let's see if it could kick off. And I got in touch with someone that I DJed with before who managed some of the bookings for a venue and said, hey, could we do this? Let's roll. We don't know how it'll go, but we'll invite our friends and maybe it'll just be us. But we put the word out, and I remember I made a TikTok which went semi-viral, and lo and behold, we had so many people show up.
Wow.
All of a sudden, this crazy demand for people wanting more events, more moments and places to connect, and that's when we thought, wow, okay, we've got something cool here.
Yeah, no, that's really neat. I feel like Sapphic Sounds is definitely filling that gap in Auckland's queer scene for queer women, non-binary people and trans women, and creating those safe spaces and holding these events. Why do you think it's so important having more queer-only spaces like Sapphic Sounds?
I think, at least from the experience of myself and the other founders and organisers, we want to go out and want to party and we want to have cool social events, but they don't always seem to be safe spaces or spaces where you feel like you're going to meet like-minded people. And we love going out, we love connecting with all sorts of people. There is something really special about being surrounded by like-minded people who've had the same or similar journeys as you, the same experiences, walking similar steps to you in life. And we know that not all spaces are safe for queer people or for trans people. And being able to suddenly create that and have that feedback meant, wow, this is definitely something that's needed.
And your events have looked packed from what I've seen online, which is so awesome to see. You sold out your last event. I don't know about the others.
So exciting.
So cool.
Yes. Everything so far has been sold out, which has been so...
Everything so far?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations. That's so awesome.
Yeah. It's been awesome. So the team of organisers were super busy getting things ready, but for the first event, it was open since we didn't know who would come, and so we didn't really ticket on it. But from there, we learnt, okay, we've got to make sure anything in the future we ticket and advertise specifically to our community, because we didn't want someone rolling in and not maybe sure what space they were coming into, and maybe not treating it with the respect or safety that we need it to be for everybody.
And as you say before, these queer-only spaces are really important. And I can imagine for some people coming into a Sapphic Sounds event that feeling that sense of community could be quite a cathartic experience if they've never really had that before. How's the response been so far from people?
It's been incredible. We've had people in person come up to us on social media, online, and mention to us how happy they are to have something like this and be able to meet other people and feel like they want to go out, because I know for some queer people, they don't. They want to go out and they want to party, but maybe they don't necessarily feel like there's a space for them in that. So it's been really positive. And what's also been even more positive is people coming to us with feedback and how to improve it, whether that's constructive, whether that's additive. And so we've been really lucky in that respect as well, that people are wanting to collaborate with us on it, because people see it as, it's a shared space.
Yeah, could you tell us a little bit more about some of the events that you guys have hosted so far? You've had a speed dating events and various volumes of Sapphic Sound Waves where your DJs are playing. What's also next for you guys?
Yes, so as you touched on, we had Sapphic Sound Waves 1 and 2.0. We have a Sapphic 3.0 coming up, which will be one of our biggest events yet. We haven't put out our official post-it, no, but we can confirm the date. It's lined up for the 21st of June. It's a Friday, and it'll be, can't say exactly, but it'll be hosted on K Road, and tickets will be coming soon, but it will be our largest event yet, so that we don't have any disappointed souls missing out like we unfortunately did for our second one. And in terms of our social events, you're correct, we had a speed dating, which was so much fun. And we actually on Friday just had our first cocktail evening, Sapphic Sips, at Bamboo Target. And that was so much fun and also sadly sold out. So it's just telling us we need bigger spaces.
And where can people find out a bit more information about your events so they can keep in the loop and get tickets themselves?
Absolutely. Highly recommend going to our Instagram at Sapphic Sounds. That's where we tease dates and upcoming events and drop tickets. But I will suggest keeping an eye on it, not daily, because they sell out so quickly. We've been so blessed with that. Also, we have a Facebook page, Sapphic Sounds.
That was April, one of the organisers and founders of a new queer DJ collective, Sapphic Sounds. It was so cool to talk to her. Thank you again, April, if you're listening, for speaking with me. That was really awesome. You guys are doing some really cool mahi. We've only got a little bit left of the show. Just with you for another 10 minutes or so. I'm going to play some Fesh. They're a Porneke band. And this is Undue Interpolation.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.